This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you today. Praise you in the house. Thank you for another day. Thank you for even waking us up today, Lord. Or if it's at the end of the day, Lord, we thanks. Thank you for giving us the strength to get through this day. We praise you and exalt you here today. In Jesus' name, amen. You never know what goes on and what happens in someone's life during the day. But this I know and I share with you, and that is God is faithful. No matter what it is you're going through, no matter what burden has been cast on you, let me encourage you to cast it back on the Lord. Cast your burdens upon the Lord. Roll your burdens onto Him. He can handle it. We are in the book of Romans here on WGOD Radio. Prior to getting started, I want to invite all of you out to church tonight. And that is Island Community. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We are in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. We meet from 6 to 7, just an hour, maybe an hour and 10 minutes or so. 6 to 7 or 7:10, and we are going to be looking at Luke's account of the parable of the soils. Behold, a sower went out to sow, and we noticed that as he sowed his seed, that only one out of four of the soils, let's say, persevered until the end. Heaven forbid that means what it says, what it appears to mean, that one out of four people that start off in the faith we'll cross the finish line. That's what we're looking at here tonight. You are invited. Island Community Church, 6 o'clock tonight. We'd love to see you for our midweek Bible study. Sunday, we're in Romans chapter 8. We're looking at suffering because that's where our text takes us this week, where the Apostle Paul says that you and I are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with Him, so that we also may be glorified together with Him. He doesn't end there, but suffering's part of the faith. That's my sermon this Sunday morning at 10:30. Again, love to see you. Love to welcome you to the church, small church. We're starting to grow again. You are invited, and I encourage you to come by. If you like these messages you hear on the radio, I would say it on the podcast as well, but perhaps some of you might live farther away. But if you like what you hear on this program, you know, we're looking for a few good men, people that are sold out and committed to the gospel and faithful, who will help Island Community Church, help us grow, and help us to make a dent here in our community. A dent for Christ, that is, by the way. Love to meet you. Love to greet you here today. Paul continues his look. We're in Romans chapter 2. And now, well, Paul, as we know, as we see here, he's pulling no punches. He's condemning everyone. He's showing everyone. You know, so many people don't think that they're bad people. Well, I'm not a bad person. I've never. And then they start reciting the Ten Commandments. That's because those people are still under the law. But you and I, we read in chapter 6, are no longer under the law, but we're under grace. Romans 6:16, Galatians chapter 3, other places as well. But here now, Everyone's been condemned. He started with the idolater, those who worship the creature rather than the creator. Now, an idolater is one who worships, who puts anything in front of God. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ says, unless if you hate your mother and your father and mother and sister and brothers, you have no part with me. Or he who puts his hand to the plow and looking back is not worthy of me. He demands our all. And here today we're seeing, and we've been looking at this week, how the Apostle Paul pulls no punches in convicting everyone that they're sinners in need, in dire, desperate need of a Savior. The environmentalist or the idolater, the gay, the homosexual, the lesbian. In our last program, we looked at God's righteous judgment on the moralist. You know, the moralist, those that think that they can do no wrong, those that look down on others and think that they're better of others, or perhaps those that judge other people, perhaps judge them for their salvation or look at their lives or whatever and make statements wondering whether or not they're saved or not. That is what the apostle condemns here. Do you think this, oh man, you who judge those and do the same, do you think that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering? Not knowing the goodness of God leads you to repentance. So that's where we left off. Now here today, he's going to go after the Jew now, the Jew that thinks he can do no wrong, the Jew that thinks that since he's a child of Abraham, he's got his meal ticket into heaven. And not so. Romans chapter 2, verse 17. Now, indeed, you who are called a Jew and rest on the law and make your boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having a form of knowledge and truth in the law, you, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say, do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking of the law? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Oh, we see that there are many examples I could give you. That's what I have here, a list of examples of how we do that and how much of a terrible sin this is, friend, when the name of God is blasphemed because of you or I and something that we do. I think, first of all, of King David. You can read that in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 13 through 15. Where David said to Nathan, he said, I've sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin, and you shall not die. However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also who was born to you shall surely die. Now there's a case that God took David and Bathsheba's first child as a result of this, as a result of David's sin. And we have to be very careful that the name of God is not blasphemed because of us or by the things that we do. Another example are some TV evangelists. Look at Jim Baker and Ted Haggard. Now, Jim Baker, as you know, he was the head of the PTL. Well, I don't know if you know or not. He was the head of the Praise the Lord Network, a television evangelist. and he was committing adultery on his wife, and he was pocketing all of the money that was coming into the ministry, millions and millions of dollars. And he pocketed that money and got caught in adultery and got caught taking the money. And the name and person of God was blasphemed beyond belief and still is to this day because of what that man did. Because when you look at him or think of him, God, oh, I knew those Christians were like that. I knew that they were hypocrites. I knew that they were charlatans. I knew, you see, and that draws people away from God as a result of that. Or how about Catholic priests? There are so many gay Catholic priests. They say, well, it's only 8% of them are gay child molesters. 8%. Out of the 48,000 priests that there are, do the math. Nowadays, if you say you're a priest or a pastor, people go and grab their children and watch out over them. You see, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. And if you're guilty of that, again, you're just like all the others here in these texts here that we've looked at. The gay, the lesbian, those that approve of all of those that do these things, the moralist who thinks he can do no wrong, who judges others, they're all guilty. We were all guilty before Jesus Christ, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Ted Haggard was another one who got up and preached against homosexuality, and then he got caught having sex with a male prostitute and smoking crack. So the name of God was blasphemed on account of him. Also, really, you could say for number four, our hypocrisy. That you and I, by our hypocrisy sometimes, that the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles. That's why you have to be very careful what you do and things that I won't do. I won't walk into a bar. I wouldn't walk into even a liquor store, even if I wanted to buy a Hershey bar. You see, I wouldn't do that because people recognize me in the community. I might not be a drinker, and I'm not a drinker. But you have to be careful what you do so that the name of God is not blasphemed among the Gentiles. Now, I suggest that you and I do the opposite. And what's the opposite to that? Well, that the name of God would be praised among the Gentiles. Let's you and I try that here today. That's my encouragement to you today, friend. Instead of the name of God being blasphemed among the Gentiles by what you do or by the things that you say, by the things that you look at, by the words that come out of your mouth, by the type of television programs that you watch, by the type of music that you listen to, and then people find out you're a Christian, that the name of God is blasphemed on account of you. Let's have the name of God praised on account of you, just like the Lord Jesus did. Matthew 15:31, the multitude marveled when they saw the mute man speaking, the maimed made whole, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now, my encouragement to you today, friends, is let's you and I do the same thing. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.